The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends on this Tuesday, November the 26th. We got two topics today, a book author and Combs Language Preschool on. Let's start, first of all, with Richard Stickan. Welcome to Radio Friends,
Thank
Richard.
You. Glad to be here.
And you have written a book called Hobbledy Hoy Boy.
Yes.
Tell me about this.
Well, a hobbledy hoy, first of all, is an awkward young person.
Mm-hmm.
And so this takes a boy from his formative, through his formative years, from when he's about 12 years old to a teen years, and how he copes with going through adolescence and the bad advice he gets from his teachers, his family, his friends, and so on, and how he's trying to make his way to manhood.
Is this book, and I've not read the book, is the book an inspirational book? Is it a factual book?
It takes place where I grew up in Chicago, in South Chicago, in the 60s when I was that age.
Is there any of you in this book?
There might be. There might be. There's a lot of scenes and locations that where I grew up that I use. But as far as the main character himself, there may be some things that are slightly like me, but for the most part, no, because I didn't do a lot of the things that he did.
Okay. And some of the things he did were not very good?
Not very good, yes.
Okay.
But a lot of my friends did things that
he did,
so it's kind of a compilation of all of it.
But not you.
But
okay.
Not me.
But so why, the people listening to us this morning, why should someone go out and buy this book? Why are they going to want to read it?
The question was asked of me several times of who your audience is. And my audience is anybody who went through adolescence. And that's just everybody who's an adult. And that's who should read the book. Because it not only looks at this boy, Kirk is his name, and through his adolescence, but all the people that interact with him are going through their adolescence too, or have gone through it.
So as we read this book, and I will read this book, when I read this book, am I going to see a little bit of myself in here?
You should. Yes, you should.
Okay.
I don't know for sure, but
I hope it's not with any of the bad things that are being done here.
I'm hoping you'll see something that you'll identify with. And,
yeah. Okay.
Even females will identify with a lot of the things.
Why did you decide to write this book?
I enjoyed my childhood growing up, but I had, as with many people, had a lot of problems with adolescence. Growing up in South Chicago particularly, there was a lot of problems on that side of town. And,
mm-hmm.
and so you had a lot of issues that you had to deal with. And I just wanted to get those down because I thought they were important for people to read about.
Okay. Where can we get it?
You can get it at any online bookstore, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can order it through any bookstore, and you can get it also as a Kindle ebook.
Okay. And if they see you on the street, or do you happen to have a couple dozen in the car?
Not a dozen in the car, but I've got a few at home. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's called Hobbledy Hoy Boy by Richard Stickan, and it's available anywhere.
Yes.
You can get it at Amazon.com. Anywhere. This would make a nice Christmas gift.
Yes, it would.
All right.
Make a wonderful one.
Drop a little hint there. Richard, thank you so much for coming
by. Thanks for having me.
All right. Pleasure having you on today, and best of luck with the book.
Thank you very much.
Okay. Now I turn to Greta Hall. Good to have you here, Greta.
Nice to be here.
And you're with the Combs Language Preschool. We talked about this once before, but let's go ahead and rehash what the Combs Language Preschool is.
The Combs Language Preschool has been around for about 14 years now.
Yeah.
And we're pretty excited. We've offered two different sections of preschool for 3 to 5 year olds, for kids that have language or speech delays and for kids that don't. And we've done some really nice things with those kids, and we're going to continue to do that.
Oh, you have done very, very nice things.
Thank
with
you.
The kids.
Yeah, it's a
wonderful, relaxed, loving, and I want to put that word in there, loving setting, because you do see that and you do feel the love among the teachers and the kids.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a lot of college students that are working with the kids, right?
Right. So that's their clinical practicum. them. They're seniors in communication science and disorders, and so they take the class and they learn how to interact with these young children, these preschoolers, in a let's improve your language and your speech kind of way. Mm-hmm. So it kind of wins on both ways. The college students learn, and then the preschoolers are learning.
Somebody listening to us this morning or watching us on the web, how do they determine if their child is a candidate for the Combs Language Preschool?
Well, if you have any worry at all that your child might have a communication delay, I would absolutely encourage you to fill out an application.
Now, you see, when I was there interacting with the kids, I could not see a communication problem at all with
really?
Any of those children.
Well, that's good. But it's not your job, so we don't expect for you to be able to pick up on all those things.
Yeah, so
right.
You have to be
right.
You have to be
it's a
trained
skill.
Individual, and
absolutely.
parents obviously know their kids,
right?
And they're going to pick up on this,
and they can kind of pay attention, compare their child to other children their age, mm-hmm. And so the important thing that I want to talk to you about today is the new toddler group that we're starting in January,
okay.
And so this is going to be for 2-year-olds. And very young 3-year-olds that aren't talking yet. So kids by 2 are putting 2 words together.
So you're saying you're going to have 3-year-olds who still have not started speaking.
Possibly.
So how are you going to handle that?
We're going to have graduate students interact with the toddler group. And so it's going to be 1 graduate student for every 2 toddlers, and they're going to do focused language therapy with these toddlers. So it's not going to be on the preschool menu. So mm-hmm. It's not going to be like your usual preschool day. It's going to be a toddler group that has focused language stimulation and child-centered therapy going on with graduate students.
So these are kids who have not said anything yet.
In many cases. Or they might have a few words, or they might have 20 words, but they're certainly not using the 200 words that most kids their age are using.
2 and 3-year-olds should
right.
have 200 word vocabulary. If parents want more information about this and they want to enroll their kids, what do they need to do?
We have a website, School of Health Professions, shp.missouri.edu.
Okay, it's School of Health Professions.
Yeah, you can just type shp.
SHP.
Dot okay. Missouri. Dot edu.
Okay.
/CSD, the Communication Science and Disorders.
And that will get to the website.
That will get to the website. And on the website, we have tabs. And one of the tabs is the Combs Language Preschool that you can access the preschool and the toddler group. And then another tab is the Speech and Hearing Clinic that
okay.
provides individual therapy for those same children.
Greta, thank you so much for coming by. Greta Halls, always a pleasure to
visit so much.
With you. And you do a wonderful job.
There. Thanks.
Tomorrow, we tell you about the new Pet Magazine and Talking Horse Productions. Our program directed by Travis McMillan, Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sifun Oyong. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. Something you'd like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Bye-bye.